Hey everybody, Craig Smoke here with a rapid reaction podcast on Sikkim365.com. Post Houston as Baylor football wins its fifth consecutive game and completes the Texas sweep with a 20-10 victory down in Houston over the Cougars. A game that saw Willie Fritz's defense perform as advertised and create some major issues for a red-hot Baylor offense and, in particular, quarterback Sawyer Robertson. So we knew that was going to be a challenge going into this game, and that bore out. But what we also knew was on the flip side of the coin, Houston's offense amongst the worst in the country, the worst in the Big 12, and that bore out as well. So nothing too terribly surprising, except for the fact that Houston's defense was so good that Sawyer Robertson threw three interceptions. But nevertheless, on a day where the offense did struggle to limit turnovers and also to score points, the defense and special teams had their back, combining for four turnovers, and special teams also coming through huge with Isaiah Hankins successfully converting field goals of 45 and 50 yards. The Bears are now 7-4 overall, 5-3 in league play, and because of the win today, don't want to give it too much credence because it is extremely unlikely, but it is worth mentioning there is a better than zero chance the Bears can reach Arlington for the Big 12 championship game. Houston, meanwhile, drops to 4-7. They will not make a bowl game regardless of what happens next week at BYU. But still, they've got a lot to be excited about moving forward. They have a really good defense, a really good coaching staff, especially head coach. And I think that there's a lot to build off of, much more than most people could have anticipated for Houston heading into this season, as they were widely considered to be the front runner to finish 16th in this conference, and that is not going to happen regardless of next week. So hats off to them, Sean Bell, Brian Bell, the whole crew over there. But Baylor with the big win to just keep the good times rolling, and despite not playing well in some areas, Sawyer Robertson, I mentioned the three interceptions, just very uncharacteristic, but the bad start was really what stood out because there was only one real path to Houston winning this football game, and it happened to be the path that they got started on early in this game. It just so happens that their offense is so bad they just can't manage to, even for one drive, stay out of their way. But for Houston to win this game, we knew while they could at least slow down the Baylor offense and limit them and prevent them from scoring 30-plus, 40-plus, it was just extremely unlikely, unless some things really broke their way, that they would be able to score enough points on this Baylor defense. It would take an uncharacteristic multi-interception type game from Sawyer Robertson. Well, that's what they got, starting just three plays into the game. It would take some free points, and that's what they got off of a later Sawyer Robertson throw, the interception on his second turnover that was ran back for a touchdown to tie the game at 7. Free points for a team that only mustered 3 on offense the entire day. You gave them 7 early on in the game. Unfortunately, didn't give them any more than that, but that was the formula to lose this game, and that's how it kind of started off. But fortunately, some big plays by the defense and also by the special teams, but also by your offense in some ways. Michael Trigg, an absolutely massive game from him. The huge touchdown early on to open the scoring. Big catches, nearly 100 yards, plus that score. Bryson Washington, not the gaudiest numbers, especially not compared to recent weeks, but an incredibly important performance nonetheless, moving the chains, getting extra yardage that a lot of other backs on this team are just not as good at getting or capable of getting. He continues to be really special. And so because of some performances like those I just mentioned, this team is able to continue their winning ways. But it was a fight. It was ugly. It was not a winning brand of football to play. And if they play this style of game next week, you're going to lose to Kansas, who is amongst the hottest teams in the country right now, along with a Baylor, along with an Arizona State, not just nationally, but in particular in the Big 12. But Dave Aranda acknowledged that. He knows they need to play better. They know that they need to play better. And I think you're just happy. You went down to Houston against a team that needed to win to continue having any types of bowl chances and who has given a lot of teams fits throughout this season and played some ugly games. They got you into a bit of an ugly game early on, but you got out of that and found a way to win once again. And as Dave Aranda echoed and has echoed a couple of times here recently, this is the type of game that you probably lose if you're Baylor early on in the season. But that is just another example of how far this team has come. So it sets up for a big showdown next week at home to close out the regular season. You can possibly go 8-4, which is just incredible, because not even the most optimistic observers or analysts had them at 8-4. 6-7 wins, sure, but 8-4, that's potentially in the cards next week. It's nice that you don't have to go into this game sweating it out as far as bowl eligibility, although that same thing kind of works against you next week in some ways, because Kansas now, because of what they've done as of late, reeling off 3 straight top 25 wins and nearly 4 if they don't fumble against Kansas State a month ago, but they are now at 5-6, which is just incredible to think about when they started off 1-5. 5-1 over the last 6 games puts them in a position to, if they beat Baylor, go to the postseason. So they are not only just playing well in general, but they have something a little bit extra to play for. But the Bears, hey, they have 8-4 to play for. They have momentum to play for, a 6-game win streak, something we have not seen in a few years. So I think this is going to be one heck of a matchup. And yes, there is that outside chance that I mentioned a little while ago that Baylor could find its way into the Big 12 title game, although very unlikely. I just want to state that. But it is a better than zero chance. And as Travis Roeder of Sikkim365.com broke down, here's the scenario that would be needed next week for Baylor to get to Arlington. They would need to beat Kansas. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a certainty in its own right. Kansas is rolling. But not only would you need to do that, you would also need 3 of the following 4 teams to lose their games next week. You would need BYU, Arizona State, Colorado, Iowa State. 3 of those 4 teams would need to lose in addition to you beating Kansas in order for you to find your way to Arlington. So I think they calculated like less than 5% chance. So again, it's just fun, if anything, to think about more than actually considering it anywhere near realistic, because I don't. BYU's not going to lose to Houston. Arizona State, who the heck really knows there? Colorado, I don't anticipate losing to Oklahoma State, who is probably going to go winless in the Big 12. And then Iowa State, Kansas State, that could definitely go the way of K-State, but still, that's what you're looking at. So glad that somebody was able to figure that out, because it was very confusing, all the tiebreakers and things. But there is a better than 0% chance for the Bears to make it in Arlington. So there's that little thing to hang on to, at least for the next few days and heading into the holidays. And who would have thought they'd be in this position to begin with? Certainly the most optimistic kind of outlook on this season, things break a certain way, maybe you can find your way in contention for the Big 12 title. But when you rewind back to where we were after the end of that first 4 or 5 game stretch, I mean, this was nowhere near the cards. And so just the fact that it's unlikely but possible really speaks well of this team and the way they've come on and turned around their outcomes over the last few weeks. So sets up for a really good game next week, and looking forward to it. You can check out more details and more of my in-depth thoughts on not only this game, but also what's upcoming with Kansas, starting with the good, the bad, and the ugly on Monday on Sikkim365.com. We'll be live on Tuesday with Grayson Grudenhaver on the Bearcast over on the Baylor Athletics on Sikkim365 YouTube page. And we'll also be at least on Monday and Tuesday, 3-6 with 365 Sports over on the 365 Sports YT page. And we'll talk about the various scenarios. Right now it's looking like if Iowa State just wins, then it will be, well, and Arizona State wins, Arizona State, Iowa State, but it could still be Arizona State, BYU, and so on and so forth. But man, Colorado really fumbled the bag earlier today, and Kansas was a big reason why. So now they take that bag and these 3 straight top 25, that was nearly 4 straight top 25 wins, and they come heading into McLean Stadium next week. Should be a lot of fun. But until then, enjoy all of the various other stuff on the platforms that I mentioned. But most of all, hope you enjoy Thanksgiving and have safe travels and good times with family, friends, or whatever you got cooked up over the next few days. And I will be back for the final rapid reaction of the regular season next week after the Kansas game. But good stuff from the Baylor defense, getting some turnovers. That's not really been their thing this year. Good stuff from special teams, getting a turnover, 2 really big field goals, just continuing to be excellent on that side of the football, and the way they were excellent today, probably their weakest area. But shout out to Isaiah Hankins for two really big kicks from 45 and 50. Shout out to Michael Trigg. Great to see him overcome some early issues with getting in trouble. Being a transfer, I think he's one of those guys that Dave Aranda has certainly referred to when talking about just some of the maturation issues. And he talked about Trigg specifically in that regard. But I think in general with a lot of the transfers, that's been the case. But those guys are coming along. Keaton Thomas is one of those guys. I don't think he's really had that type of an issue. But he continues to be on top of the statistical board for the defense every single week this year, it seems like. He or Matt Jones, one or both. But just a lot of big performances in what was a really ugly game. But a win is a win, and this was a good win down in Houston when you could have really let this just slip away because your quarterback wasn't playing well. But instead, others stepped up to the plate, and as a result, the Bears are in a really good spot heading into the regular season finale against the Jayhawks. So until then, until next week's Rapid Reaction, check me out, Sikkim365.com and 365 Sports. But hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Craig Smoke. Bears win 20-10 over Houston. And this has been the Rapid Reaction Podcast on Sikkim365.com.